You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Stuart J. Waddles. Governor Evers is taking the next steps toward getting federal disaster aid for Wisconsin. He submitted a request to FEMA. It's a step closer for disaster aid, but that's still not guaranteed. In order to get federal disaster assistance, there has to be a presidential declaration. That declaration's based on a damage assessment, which needs to meet a certain threshold. Meanwhile, officials want you to report your damage. That helps calculate the toll of this week's storms. Call 211 to report property damage, like flooded basements, collapsed walls, or lightning-related incidents. You can also report it online. Just Google 211 Wisconsin Disaster Report. If you live in Milwaukee and you're still clearing out your debris, the city's drop-off centers are free for you through Sunday, and their hours are getting extended. The two centers will be open beyond their usual 3 p.m. closing time, from 7 a.m. now until 6 p.m. The north location is along Industrial Road. The south location is on West Lincoln Avenue. That one has a hazardous waste collection, too. Stranded vehicles in Milwaukee are being relocated by the city's Department of Public Works, and starting tonight, regular overnight parking rules will come back into effect. If you need to store things, U-Haul locations in neighborhoods from River West to Wauwatosa are offering their services. U-Hauls across Milwaukee are offering a month of free on-site storage. Call the locations directly for details. A new report finds that floods are the second most common disaster type in Wisconsin, right behind severe storms. The new report from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum digs into 45 years of data from the National Flood Insurance Program, which helps homeowners and communities rebuild after flooding hits. Milwaukee topped the list with more than $24 million in flood insurance claims from the late 70s through 2023. But right behind Milwaukee, a city 45 times smaller, Fort Atkinson, which had nearly $11 million in claims in that same period. The data also shows flood damage is mostly concentrated in southern Wisconsin, which has steeper terrain and river valleys. You can dig into the full report at wispolicyforum.org. Every game will be an away game this year for Wauwatosa East's football team. Floodwaters destroyed the turf at Hart Park, where the Red Raiders usually host their home games. The team will now play those games at crosstown rival Wauwatosa West. The storm also ruined tackling machines, but uniforms and helmets are okay. High school football returns to Wisconsin next week. The Brewers' hot streak means a free hot burger is coming. After 12 straight Brewers wins, George Webb is sticking to its tradition and dishing out free burgers to celebrate. Details on when, where, and how to get it are expected today. This kind of celebration is rare. It's only happened twice before, in 1987 and in 2018. There's a new name in the mix for state senate in southeastern Wisconsin. Mike Van Sumeren is a lawyer and former UW offensive lineman. Now he's announced he's running for state senate in the 33rd district, which stretches from Palmyra to Hartford. Van Sumeren made the announcement yesterday in a TikTok video.
But the one thing that's come through from everybody I've talked to is that people are tired of talk and they want to see action. And because of that, I've decided that today is my day to do something.
He says he wants to raise wages, cut property taxes, fully fund public schools, and only pass bills during daylight hours. Van Sumeren ran for Congress 3 years ago. He got about 35% of the vote against current Congressman Scott Fitzgerald. This time, Van Sumeren is taking on incumbent Republican Chris Kapinga, who hasn't faced a challenger since 2015. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour and anytime at waukradio.com.
The Packers in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. With the Packers in Indianapolis for a joint training camp session against the Colts, the Packers arrived here last night. I asked rookie receiver Matthew Golden, with Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks out with injuries, what does he expect to see in his first NFL joint practice?
Just another great test for me before regular season starts. You know, just going out there, just trying different things to where I would do in a game. So, you know, just treating it as a game, just going out there, playing fast, lining up, and doing all of that.
Baseball. The Brewers celebrating after beating the Pirates 12-5 to win their 12th game in a row. Starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
I was telling my wife last night that I was more nervous about. I wanted to win the burgers for everybody, you know, in the stands, and include myself. It's a cool thing. Like, you could tell the energy around today is, like, on a day game was a little bit more than usual. Seriously, I wanted to win those burgers bad, for sure.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are a couple potentially really cool films opening this weekend if you're thinking about heading to the theater. Spike Lee and Denzel Washington are teaming up for the fifth time to bring us the crime thriller Highest to Lowest, a remake of a Japanese film where Washington plays a music producer who finds himself caught in a ransom plot. The film is reviewing ridiculously fresh on Rotten Tomatoes at 92%. In 2021, a film called Nobody came out starring mostly comedic actor Bob Odenkirk. The film was a surprise hit due to an interesting story and a different type of role for Odenkirk, who played an unassuming tough guy. The film rated well with critics and audiences. Nobody was so well received that the follow-up, Nobody 2, also starring Odenkirk, is being released wide and hits the big screen this weekend. It is reviewing about the same as the original, with an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Sounds like it's pretty annoying to be a celebrity. Take Leonardo DiCaprio, for instance. Dude was just partying in Ibiza, Spain, and before he knew it, he was part of a routine search by Spanish police. DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Vittoria Schiretti, were attending a party of a Spanish celebrity I've never heard of, and before he knew it, he and some of his fellow partiers were being patted down by police who didn't recognize him. The nerve. DiCaprio was very matter-of-fact about it and just scrolled on his phone during said pat-down. DiCaprio has been dating Schiretti, a 27-year-old Italian model, for a couple of years, and for the record, Vittoria does not like being labeled as a girlfriend. The model, girlfriend, says whenever you date a celebrity with a bigger following, it can be difficult taking a back seat. Huh, maybe she should date a barista, or a longshoreman, or a chimney sweep. Like many famous actors who retire, Daniel Day-Lewis is coming back. The Irish actor announced that he was hanging it up 8 years ago, but a film directed by his son Ronan was enough to bring the three-time Oscar winner back to the big screen. New York City Film Festival goers will have the honor of seeing Lewis in the film Anemone this coming September. Lewis is considered, arguably, the best actor of his generation. Wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if after 8 years off he was terrible? Highly unlikely. Charlie Sheen fans, buckle up. There is a two-part documentary that will drop on Netflix that is being called A Tell-All. If there is stuff beyond what we already know, thanks to the tabloids, this could be horrifying. The Nepo baby actor discusses growing up in Malibu, what he calls his effortless rise to stardom, and his public and painful fall from grace. Sheen has been clean now for 7 years, so let's hope for entertainment purposes, the documentary focuses on his pre-sober years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 65 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little bit warmer with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.